This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There's a movie coming out tomorrow for which expectations are on the higher side. That's mostly because it's a sequel to Pitch Perfect, the sleeper hit from a couple of years ago about an all-girl a cappella group called the Bellas.
The Bellas are suspended.
If we win the world championships, will you reinstate us?
If you win it.
Oh! Kate Cannon wrote both the original and the sequel, Pitch Perfect 2, it's called, after spending a good part of her career writing for television on shows like 30 Rock and New Girl. Kate, thanks a lot for coming into the studio.
Thank you for having me.
I wonder whether you're moderately terrified, because you set a pretty high bar here with the original film.
I was absolutely terrified when I first got the call that there was going to be a sequel.
Really?
I thought I was going to barf. I had a very, very frightening reaction to when they called and said that there would be a second one because I was so afraid that I would fail miserably.
Did they tell you or ask you?
They told me.
Oh, because
that's
was,
how they do that.
Oh,
they
really?
Don't ask. They don't care what I think.
Was it easier to write this one knowing the characters as you do, I imagine, from having written the first one?
In a practical sense, yes, it was absolutely easier to write the second one than the first one. On a personal level, I lost my father and had a baby.
Oh, man.
So I had to write the second one very, very fast. And so, not to get too much information here, but I was like breastfeeding over a computer and like...
Yeah, well, you know, moms do that all over the place.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
that's the reality.
I was glad that in having that crazy up and down of life that I was in that world, it's a very fun, very joyful world and those characters I love. And so it was nice to be doing that.
Let me back you up for a minute and get the, not origin story, but where you came from. You started in improv. You got a degree in theater, right?
And I have a master's in education.
And a master's in education. What are you doing?
Which I have never used. Education happens outside the classroom every day.
So how did it come to pass? I mean, you're doing improv
and
then you wind up on 30 Rock. I mean, it's a pretty interesting story.
I basically I was improvising a ton. I was performing a ton. I was doing the Second City out of Chicago and then in Vegas for a couple of years.
Wow.
And I basically became, you know, friends with Tina Fey. And it was weird. When you have a friend like Tina Fey, who's doing what she's doing.
Name dropper. Cut
I
it
know,
out when you have
sure.
a friend. Humble brag. Come on.
Braggy brag. Straight up brag. right in front of your face. I would have never thought to give her my material to read because it's Tina Fey. And if it's not good, you don't want, you know, someone like her to read it, not like it. And then your dreams all be crushed. But I started writing because I wasn't getting things as an actor. I wasn't like pretty enough to be the ingenue. I wasn't character enough to be the goofball sidekick. I'm kind of ethnically ambiguous. I just wasn't like walking into a room and fitting any one part. So I was like, I got to write for myself. I have to literally write my own ticket. And so I wrote this pilot called Big Foam Finger. I'm a big football fan and it's kind of like sort of a football show, a comedy. Tina read that. She liked it. And then when she was staffing for 30 Rock, she asked me, like, would I be interested in, you know, in writing?
and you said, yeah.
Of course, yes. And she's like, well, you know, we're friends. If I have to fire you, because I'd never written on a show before, she's like, are we going to be okay? And I was like, I look forward to the day you fire me. Like,
wow.
Yes, please.
That's
and so,
that's,
yeah.
That's,
and that's how I got into writing.
That's a tough, straight-up story.
Yeah.
Back to the movie for a second. Talk to me about this moment. What's it like for you to have this thing? I mean, you know, on my drive to work, there's a big billboard or like seven that say,
yeah,
the pitch is back or whatever it is.
Yeah, it's
back pitches. That's what it is.
We're back pitches. And I'm always wanting to like put a comma after back, which is kind of bumming me out. That's what I
that's
see.
Just, that's the writer.
Hi,
in you,
that's
man.
What I see.
Come on.
I really, you know, not to sound cliche, but I feel like it's a bit surreal because I was just happy the first one got made. And then to see the reactions of everybody, it does feel like there's an anticipation for this movie. It's very exciting.
Do you like being in the business in this town? You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean. And I think if I was struggling, like I'll give you an example. Yesterday I had an audition, just a regular audition. I was just called in. For something for Amazon. You know, I do the whole thing where I go to Dry Bar to get my hair blown out. I get, you know, I'm wearing the right outfit that they want me to wear. It takes me 45 minutes to get to the audition. I go there and they don't know me. I'm not made to feel special. I go in, I do the audition, I leave. And I was just reminded how awful of an experience that is. Auditioning is just the worst. So if that was my struggle still all these years later and that's what I was doing, the answer wouldn't be yes to you.
The answer wouldn't be, I like it here.
Yeah.
Kate Cannon, the movie is pitch perfect too. Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.